For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's November the 11th, and we were all just having so much fun before we came here. First of all, I want to introduce you to Amy Hay. Amy is the Resource Development Director for the Boys and Girls Club, and it's so good to have you here, Amy.
Thanks, Paul. Nice to be here.
And the Boys and Girls Club is really something that is very close and dear to your heart, isn't it?
It is.
Tell me about that organization.
Well, the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia is basically an after-school program for kids to go that need, you know, a safe environment to go to when they have no one at home. So we give them love, attention, a place to be that's supervised, help with homework. Very strong emphasis on academics at the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And so these kids just have a great place to go where they're loved and they're going to not get into trouble, hopefully.
So is the Boys and Girls Club only functioning during the school year, or is it all year round?
It's all year round. We've got that need constantly, Paul. So it's super important that we have the after-school programming for those folks. And we are open as soon as the kids start coming out. The younger kids, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and mm-hmm. we're open till 8 o'clock at night. And then in the summer, we do have a summer program. And it's summer school, essentially, and it's open from 8 to 5. And in the mornings, we have actually some Columbia Public School teachers that come in and teach the kids and have an academic 2 hours, so they're not getting, you know, behind. Those kids that are at the Boys and Girls Club are the ones that are in that academic achievement gap, which are the ones that have a tendency to fall behind yeah. in school. And we find, you know, it's so important. That's part of our goal, is to keep these kids on the straight and narrow and keep up with classwork and schoolwork until they don't get behind.
So when they come in the afternoon, you say you're helping them with homework. Mm-hmm. You have trained people there to help with their homework?
We do. The Boys and Girls Club has all kinds of great stuff. But one of the resources that we've used, because of the wonderful relationship we do have with Columbia Public Schools, is we have teachers now that have been hired. They come in and they teach our Power Hour. And essentially what Power Hour is kind of what it sounds like. It's 1 hour where the kids have to focus on their homework, get their schoolwork done. And these are actually teachers from the school systems that are coming in and helping these kids. So it's a great partnership that we have.
And they're doing this volunteering.
They are, yes. Yeah. So it's just a fantastic situation that we have, and it's so nice to be able to help those kids. Because yeah. I've got kids. When I get home from running them or doing just work and fixing dinner, last thing I want to do is sit down and do homework. But you got to do it, you
right,
know?
Right.
It's so important.
But
I
think what you're doing at the Boys and Girls Club is outstanding, and those teachers who volunteer need to be saluted. In
yes.
fact, all the people
all teachers.
Who volunteer. Yes. All teachers
right,
who volunteer.
Right, absolutely.
I don't think they get the respect that they really do deserve.
Probably not.
But if people would like to help out with the Boys and Girls Club, what do they do?
We are located at 1200 North 7th Street. We are directly behind the Dairy Queen on the business loop and across the street from Hickman High School. Mm-hmm. We're kind of hidden back there, but come by and see us. We have a brand new facility. We've been there 1 year, and we're so excited. It is a 9,000 square foot facility. We touch over 200 lives every single day at that club, that club and Alpha Heart, which is a new one we just expanded to. And so if anybody wants to come by, you can stop by. You can contact me.
How do they contact you?
I'll give you my email address. It's Amy@bgc-columbia.org.
Okay. So Amy at?
BGC,
as in Boys and
Boys Girls Club-columbia.org.
Okay. Amy, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you,
Paul.
You're
an outstanding spokesman for the Boys and Girls
Club.
Well,
I appreciate that.
And you need to come back again so we can do you on a semi-regular basis
and
keep us posted.
Sounds great.
Okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Paul.
Now, stay where you are, Amy, because I want to introduce you and our listeners and viewers to Capital City Players. They opened last week with this production. We have Rachel Steinmeier and Audie Klein. Good to have you here. Good to
have
both of
you here.
Thank you, Paul.
Last Thursday you opened?
That's
the production
correct.
Is?
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum, and you had outstanding reviews on that, didn't
we
you?
We have. But we still have another weekend show planned for them. And
so it'll run again this Thursday?
It will run the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, And then we have a Sunday matinee.
Which is it? You open up at noon, and mm-hmm. all of these performances come with the dinner.
That's right.
And on Sunday, it's the lunch, and the food is wonderful, besides the great production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Tell me about it.
About the food or about the show?
No, about the show. Okay, we can talk about the food.
Because let me tell you about the food. No, the show is based on an ancient Roman farce, basically. Mm-hmm. Pseudolus, played by Adi, has to help Hero, one of his owners, get the girl. And I'm the girl.
Yeah.
Basically, and it's
and
very
funny.
And
I do that
funny.
Only because I want my freedom.
Yes, okay. In order to get his freedom. And it's a lot of fun. The music's beautiful. It's very funny. It's very farcical in the way of us dressing like each other, you know, slamming of doors, all of that mm-hmm. kind of traditional slapstick.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You know, every time I have come to the Capital City Players, see a production there, I am always so amazed how professional. It really is a professional performance that you do.
And it's all done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Nobody gets paid.
No one gets paid.
So you got
at least I didn't.
But you got the Broadway scout out there last weekend.
Yes. Yeah, right.
But the people who are doing it because they love the theater. And you can tell that. You can tell that. I don't think any amount of money that anybody could pay you would have you enjoying it more than what you're doing right now, right?
And that's why you do it, because you enjoy entertaining.
Yeah.
And most of us, once we get up on that stage and the light comes up, we become the character.
Exactly, yeah.
For a lot of us, it's very therapeutic. We all have our 8 or 9 to 5 job and families and the usual stress.
See, I don't see how you have time to work all of this in besides your regular job and your rehearsing and your family.
We're not totally sure either but we do because we love it and because it is a release. It's a release for us. So
all
we
right.
get to the end and it's worth it.
So next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee, you still have a chance to see A Funny Thing Happen on the Way to the Forum. How do they get tickets?
They can either contact us by phone, and that phone number is 573-681-9012, or they can go online, www.capitalcityplayers.com, and capital is with an A-L.
Okay. All right. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. I'm glad that last week was such a success, and I so enjoyed Young Frankenstein.
That's great. We're glad you came.
That was so good. We're out of time for today. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you, Paul.
And Amy, thank you. Let's see. Tomorrow, access to healthy food, and we'll tell you about the Piano Student Showcase coming up. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Ling Lee. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to see this program or to listen to it again, go to kbia.org.